This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. For homeowners who are managing cool season lawns, particularly fescue lawns, through this very tough summer, we've some thoughts on carrying that lawn through until the fall and, in fact, renovating it if need be. Jared Hoyle is along with us. He's a research and extension turfgrass specialist here at K-State. It's been difficult, to say the least, on fescue lawns this summer with the dryness and with the heat. It's just the recipe for extreme stress on those lawns, Jared.
That is correct. We have seen a lot of pockets in Kansas, a lot of drought conditions, and a lot of heat. We had early heat this year in a lot of areas, so the plants were stressed way earlier than they were in the years past. So it has been very hard for tall fescue lawns, even though it's one of the best cool season grasses to grow here in the state of Kansas. So they're probably dying out in a lot of areas if you weren't able to water it or able to maintain it through the summer. And so it's going to be time to do some renovation.
Before we get into those techniques, though, how does one tell whether an existing fescue lawn can be salvaged to any extent?
Well, you can go out and you can just kind of take a look at it. Most of the time I think of it, is it at the quality that you want it to be at? It's going to look a lot more brownish now, a lot drier. But know those plants, most of them, if they haven't completely died off, they will grow back from the crown. It's not going to be like Bermuda or Zoysia where it's going to fill in large areas because it does not have rhizomes or stolons. But tall fescue will bunch out and thicken up once the temperatures cool off.
But if you've spotty damage to that lawn, renovation may well be in order.
That's correct. If it's to a point of no return, then it's time to maybe do a full renovation where you may want to get rid of everything there. But if it's partly there, or if you have some that's still alive, then you can do your overseeding practices and still keep what's existing there and plant new into the areas that may have been weakened or died out.
So is it time to start prepping for that renovation?
It is getting close to that time, yes. Here in August, you know, is a good time to go out. If you had some grubs, maybe escaped from your preventative application, you can go out and treat for grubs right now so it doesn't do any further damage. You can start thinking about your weed control to get rid of what weeds are there before overseeding, whether it be some crabgrass or whether it be some broadleaf weeds. And whatever application you're doing, make sure you check the label and look at the reseeding interval. Most of them will tell you do not reseed for 2 to 3 weeks after application. So if you go ahead and start getting rid of them now, when the temperatures turn cooler in September, hopefully they turn cooler in September, then you'll have those weeds out of the way and you can start your renovation process or overseeding process.
But one doesn't want to start actually tearing up soil at this point yet, do they?
Not yet. We're getting close. So what you'd want to do, in the September time frame is usually when you're looking at the fertilizing. So that's the best time of year to go in and do your seeding. You kind of go in and mow your lawn down a little bit after you've got your weeds and stuff out of it. And then you'd come in and aerify with an aerator. Go a couple times over the lawn to get some good holes in the ground to help the seed go in those holes as well. If it's too far gone, or if you really want to do a total renovation, you can mow it down and use what's called a verticutter or slicer, and that really tears up everything, that soil surface, and then you rake that debris off and then seed into it. But that's going to be a very aggressive process where the aerating is not going to be as aggressive. So if you have a pretty decent lawn and you just want to thicken it up, maybe fill in some smaller areas, I'd recommend going with the aerifier instead of that verticutter.
But if it's a full makeover, the verticutter would be the option of choice.
Yes, and there is a verticutter, slicers, some people call them, and then there are cedar slicers that has a seed box on it as well. Those are not as aggressive as a typical verticutter. So you can go over your lawn with those and it will drop the seed in as well.
Well, Jared, we're wishing our homeowners well as they make decisions on what to do about those fescue lawns that have been put through the paces in a very rough way this summer. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you for the invitation.
He is Jared Hoyle, turfgrass specialist with K-State Research and Extension.
Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.